My friends, we have before us a tale of two very different cities of sports. On the one side, we've got Sports Illustrated that has increasingly embraced wokeness and all of its absurdities. On the other side, we've got the UFC, both its executives and its fighters going to war with everything woke. Guess who won? Guess who scored the literal knockout blow? Well, that's exactly what we're going to find out. We're going to see precisely why the days of wokeness are coming to an end. You're going to love this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So if you haven't already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. It was, frankly, an astonishing announcement. Talk about an implosion. Sports Illustrated, an icon of American pop culture, particularly for their annual swimsuit issues, has just announced the firing of their entire staff. I mean, you heard that right. Sports Illustrated's entire staff were told over the weekend that their jobs had been eliminated, leaving in doubt whether the publication would even exist from here on end. Basically, technically what happened is that the licensing group that owns the magazine has terminated its agreement with the company that publishes the magazine, what's called the Arena Group, because the Arena Group apparently hasn't been paying them. They owe them millions of dollars, and therefore they breached the licensing deal to publish, and so it's gone. So as we speak right now, the entire publishing infrastructure, Sports Illustrated, has been gutted. It's gone. Now, while the publicity is focusing on the licensing violation, social media, shall we say, is a very different take on the collapse of this iconic magazine. If you're a Sports Illustrated fan, you may have noticed of late that some of the covers have gotten, I don't know, shall we say, progressive or regressive, depending on your point of view. Case in point, back in May of last year, they featured on their swimsuit edition cover the transgender German pop singer Kim Petras. They also featured Lena Bloom, another transgender activist. Of course, Caitlyn Jenner was central in this shift towards all things woke. And Sports Illustrated embraced the so-called body positivity movement by showing, again, shall we say, full-sized women in their bikinis as well. In other words, Sports Illustrated went woke. And therefore, they're the latest victim of the fundamental law of the universe, get woke, go broke. Zero Hedge just ran a report that details how the signs were all there for this progressive implosion. This shutdown comes just 3 years after the company suffered mass layoffs. This is back in 2020. So they've been losing money for some time now. And then back in November of 2023, they were caught using fake journalists and AI-generated content. So that suggested they were basically coming to the end of their rope. They were just running out of money. And what's so bizarre is they actually seem to believe that pushing this wokeness, particularly on men, was going to help them. Now, by contrast, if you want to see a sports organization that knows its audience, what you're about to see is Dana White, the president of the UFC, at a press conference in Canada. Take a look at this.
About, like, you obviously give a long leash to your fighters about, you know, what they can say when they are up there with a UFC microphone and you are getting into territory of homophobia, transphobia. Like, is there...
I don't give anybody a leash.
Well, I'm saying you...
A leash?
Like,
free speech. Gonna control what people say? Gonna tell people what to believe? Gonna tell people... I don't fucking tell any other human being what to say, what to think, and there's no leashes on any of them. What is your question?
I was asking that question. I'll move on, though.
Yeah, probably a good idea. That's ridiculous to say I give somebody a leash. Free speech, brother. People can say whatever they want and they can believe whatever they want.
Now, stop right there. Stop. Could you even imagine Roger Goodell of the NFL or Adam Silver, that pencil neck president of the NBA? Could you even fathom them answering a ridiculous question that way? You see, this is why UFC fighters love President Trump and why he loves them. They're both fighting for faith, family, and freedom. But did you know that our camaraderie actually goes way beyond just fighting wokeness? we actually can get the same pain relief that the fighters in the UFC get, precisely because a fellow patriot and good friend of this channel is the one who provides relief to that pain, and he's here to do the same for you. Now, we all know that as we age, aches and pains are normal, but gang, they don't have to be. That's where the groundbreaking medical scientist Clint Winters comes in. Clint is a world-renowned health expert who's unveiled a natural pain reliever that's taking the world by storm. It's called ConoCB2. It's the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous meds, and it is the official pain reliever for the fighters in the UFC. So whatever you do, make sure to click on that link below right now and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how ConoCB2 is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at a fraction of the cost of pain pills. Click on that link below right now. So that was Dana White's masterful smackdown of a smug, woke reporter's question regarding the previous press conference of UFC fighter Sean Strickland that tore into, and I think it was the same reporter's question on transgender rights. Strickland absolutely had no time for that nonsense, to put it mildly. And Dana White was actually asked if he allowed his fighters to talk that way, and why he didn't put a leash on them. Boy, did Dana give it to them. And he was not alone. Listen to what the Canadian audience at the UFC Championship fight were chanting. And check out Joe Rogan's response.
Trudeau.
How's that, the UFC?
Yelling, fuck Trudeau.
Love it.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
That guy's Canada, a piece of shit.
Canada, get your shit together. Come back. Come back to what you used to be.
You see, gang, what we're seeing here with the UFC's war against wokeness, what we're seeing is actually the future. It's the future brought forward into time and realized in the present. What that UFC audience and Dana White and Sean Strickland and others are all showing us is exactly how to deal with these woke cry bullies who claim discrimination but turn out to be the most oppressive tyrants imaginable. Do you remember that Delta Airlines employee who masterfully handled a transgender bully at the airport? Check this out.
What about when a Delta employee misgenders you intentionally?
While he's talking, you're talking.
You just misgendered me again.
Okay.
Multiple times.
Gotcha.
Both of you have.
Sorry. Wasn't intentional, but if you want to take it personal, that's also...
Well, she did do it intentionally twice.
Gotcha. You're talking to me too.
You said she and then you said he.
You're being condescending, and if you want to continue, I have full authority to escort you out the building right this moment if you want to play that game with me.
Okay.
Would you like to continue 3 days before Christmas? I really don't mind.
I'm good. I'll just put this on.
Now, you'll notice he maintained his professionalism throughout the entire confrontation. He was never rude, but he refused to allow this bully the moral high ground. He refused to cede this very contentious person's frames of reference and instead stuck to the policy of the airline. If you continue to engage in provocative, condescending behavior, I have the authority to remove you from this airport. You see, the moment we all stop fearing these heresy hunters, they collapse into dust. Sean Strickland didn't fear them because he knew that Dana White, the UFC president, has his back, as we saw. And Dana White doesn't fear them because he knows that you, MMA fans, have his back. As long as we have each other's backs, we're undefeatable. Woke bullies are starting to cower. Too bad Sports Illustrated decided to go the way of the coward. As many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.